Sheikh of Zion, Yem Dalek, Parsha Shalach.
Tanu Rabbanan. Noatz arba kundeisim ba'oretz v'sichech al gabom. Rabbi Yanke v'oimer roim koilu she'ilu yecholek v'yachloiku v'yesh bohem tefach lekan v'tefach lekan nidoinim mishum diyoimet v'im lav ein nidoinim mishum diyoimet shehoyo Rabbi Yanke v'oimer diyoim deisuke tefach. שהיו רבי ינקה ואומר, דיום דיסו כתפח. וחכום אמרים עד שיהיו שתיים כהלכוסו ושלישס אפילו תפח. So רבי ינקה ואומר, דד יום דים הרפן הסוכו. אין חכום אמרו עד שיהיו שתיים כהלכוסו ושלישס אפילו תפח. So לא שנה גמור, שהיו רבי ינקה ואומר, דיום דיסו כתפח. וחכום אמרים, עד שיהיו שתיים כהלכוסו ושלישס אפילו תפח. The halacha is like this. Rabbi Mevayer. The Gemara brings down the sugya from the Yomid is in Eruvin Yud Zayin, mentioned like Kamond of Zayin. A person has a be'er b'rshus Arabim, and the oily regolim are coming. The ma'isi, you can't be moitzi mayim from the be'er in Shabbos, but the be'er has a halacha v'rshus Ayochit. This fasa be'er has a loch of rishus orabim. So it's moitzi mirishus lirishus. So it's a loch, if you make arba diumdim, means from the four sides, you make corners, amo al amo, and amo al amo, and amo al amo, midoiraise it becomes rishus ayochid. As I pask in the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, Milchei Shabbos, hazoyrek letoich mokim sheyesh bo diumdim, הזוירג לתחמוקים שיש בו דיומדים, the Rambam says, חייב. It's considered הרשוס היוחיד גמורה. Maybe you're allowed to take out the water from the be'er to the דיומדים, because around the be'er becomes הרשוס היוחיד. Normally, even that it's called דיומדים, חזל ענת סוימך ענת themselves. Why Chazal are not soymech on it themselves? The reason Chazal are not soymech on it themselves, because as if you have to have a eruv, but with the eraisa it's called Rishus Ayochid, and you could take out water from the be'er to the sfasa be'er where they have in between the four diumdim. That's the halacha. But mishum oile regolim, they were making afilu mid the rabbanon to do it. But I'm saying again, the ikara aloche that you could take out the water is a din deiraisa. Diumdim is a din deiraisa. So an eruvin of Yud Zayin is mevuyer that diumdim turn a place to become rishus ayochid mid deiraisa. Four corners, you make amo al amo, amo al amo, amo al amo. Why you have to come to the special aloche of diumdim? The Rishonim explain in Eruvin, because Kaimelon pouts meruba la oimed, the oimed is command the lesser dummy. You make one diumdim here, 10 amas, another diumdim in this side, pouts meruba la oimed, is command the lesser dummy. So val pouts meruba la oimed is command the lesser dummy. So bemele beetem, it had to be garnished. Comes the aloche of diumdim, and the aloche of diumdim says, we look on it like the place is closed, and while we look on it like the place is closed, it has a din of Rishus Ayochid, and the melem of the Rabbanon, they were matir, to be moitzi mayim, from the be'er to sfas ha-be'er. This is the sugi of diumdim. So Rabbi Yankev came and he said, the same diumdim that work in Eruvin, legabi Shabbos, work legabi Sukkah. The same way, legabei Shabbos, you could make the Rishus Ayochid to become a Rishus Ayochid, even that the mechitzes are poruts meruba la'oimed. Legabei Sukkah also, you could make diumdim. And Rabbanon say, you cannot make diumdim legabei Sukkah. So when you see the Gemara b'ashkof HaRishoyin, what is the machlekes? Rabbi Yankiv holds the same way I have Yumdim Legabi Shabbos, I have Yumdim Legabi Sukkot. The same way I have Yumdim Legabi Shabbos, I have Yumdim Legabi Sukkot. And Rabbanon hold, no. Shabbos is a Sukkot of Yumdim. It doesn't work for Sukkot. This is when you read the Gemara Bashkofa Rishoina. Rabbi Yankiv holds what is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkot. And Rabbanon hold, in Shabbos, the halacha of Yumdim helps. But in Sukkot, it's not chiddush the halacha of Yumdim. No chiddush of the halacha of Yumdim. Lashon HaGemara is not so gishmak. Shehoyo Rabbi Yankiv oimer Yumdim Sukkot Tefach. And Rabbanon oimerim, shtayim ki ilchos avashis afilu Tefach. We know what you hold. But the shaila is, if you say a Sukkot of Yumdim, or you don't say a Sukkot of Yumdim. So we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yankiv and Rabbanon, if we say Yumdim and Sukkah or not. Rabbi Yankiv holds from Yumdim and Sukkah, and Rabbanon did not hold from Yumdim and Sukkah. This is the Gemara. What is the machlekes? So if we learn good the Sugya, we found two drochim in the Rishonim. What is the machlekes, Rabbi Yankiv and Rabbanon, and how to explain Loshon HaGemara? And the Ra'o, and the thesis Rabbeinu Peretz is Muchach, that they're learning the following way. Everyone holds what is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. If Yumdim work in Shabbos, Yumdim work in Sukkah. What is good in Shabbos, Mishnei Raisa, works in Sukkah. No. What is the machlekes? In Shabbos, Tesis brings down the shiur of the Yumdim is Amo al Amo, Amo al Amo, Amo al Amo, Amo al Amo. Four corners that everyone has an Amo and Amo in the corner. Here Rabbi Yankiv said it's a Tefach. How here it became a Tefach? Tesis asks this discussion. Tesis says that Shabbos is about to get to the Tesis. Zogt Rabbeinu Peretz. In Shabbos, shiur mechitza is arba tfochim. Why they said Amo? The Rav Chaim Milsa. But Arba Shir Mechitze. She says Yochid is Arba Ames. But what is called the Mechitze? Mokim Choshuv. Dalet Tvachim is a Mokim Choshuv. So you need the Tnai. The Ran says it in Shab in Eruvin. The Tnai of the Yumdim is I have four Mechitzes surrounding me from four corners, from four sides. I'm surrounded there and there and there. All the sides I'm surrounded. The Mele we close the place. Rashi says, Ki'ilu, we see it, Ki'ilu, it's closed. All of the corners are closed. So we make Ki'ilu, it's closed. But I need a mechitza from this side and the end, and this side and the end, and this side and this side. All the sides. Shiur mechitza and Shabbos, bekol ha'tirikula, the svor of mechitza is arba. So come in the parents. And Suke, halt Rabbi Yankiv, valda alochel Moshe Misina said, shlishi stefach. So we see that what is shiur mechitza and Suke? It's a tefach. Avad, two walls need to be bigger. Say that. But what is Shiur Mechitze? Shiur Mechitze is Tefach. So when I make Yumdim, the Tnai of Yumdim is to have four Mechitzes on all different sides. All the corners to have Mechitzes. So how much has to be the Mechitze? A Tefach. So while the Shiur has to be a Tefach, it's enough to have a Tefach al a Tefach, a Tefach al a Tefach, a Tefach al a Tefach. As I zogt, Rabbeinu Peretz, we are zeichet today, this you know, you see here in Ois Aleph, Mises HaShas, it's a Tisefte. In the back, in the Gemara, it's printed a Tisefte, and it's a Pirush, like a Rashi, it's called Minchas Bikurim. And the Minchas Bikurim, and Tisefte Perek Aleph, Halochetes, Rabbi Yankiv Oimer, Diyoim Dei Tzuke Tefach, Shebeshabes, Shiur Mechitza Udalet, Aval Besuke, Shiur Mechitza Utefach, Shlishis Tefach. So Rabbi Yankiv holds, that Yumdim is Tefach. So again, Shabbos and Sukkah are the same. And both we say Yumdim. Just in Shabbos, the Shiur Mechitza is Dalet Fochim. And in Sukkah, the Shiur Mechitza is a Tefach. And maybe in Sukkah, that's Rabbi Yankiv, so this. Shehoyo Rabbi Yankiv Oimer, Yumdim Sukkah, Tefach. וחכמים אומרים נדרה אוז ממשיך וחכמים אומרים שתיים כי ילחוס או שזה אפילו תפח. You're wrong. The שיעור מחיצה is not תפח. It's seven. זה הלוכה שליש is תפח. זה הלוכה שליש is תפח. זה זייתי כהלוכה. It couldn't be the הלוכה that you only have to have two walls. Maybe say better. Maybe in Sukkah is no שיעור בכלל. The רביעית is גורנישט. Tell it says. The שליש is also is גורנישט. The Shir, Bemele Zog de Ra'o, לפי רבונן, if you will make דיומדים, זיין הזיין, זיין הזיין, זיין הזיין, זיין הזיין, זה בי קושר. Again, you have to come to דיומדים, because it's פורץ מרובה. אבל אין החנמי. So לפי רבינו פרץ, and לפי דתסיס רבינו פרץ, לפי רבינו פרץ, and לפי דראו, ולזה שתהייתם למינחס ביקורים, בעצם דיומדים help סיין שבא, סיין סוכה. The Torah, בעצם, the Briskerov says already, I explain. B'meile, Zoy de Briskerov, is a sefer de Briskerov, Chidushi Moran Rizalevi al Suke. Rosh Hashanah Yom Suke, a small sefer. And of Zion, we'll get it, Be'ez Hashem, he brings our Suke and he says, this is the Lomdus. Shabbos Shir Mechitza is Dalet. Rabbi Yanki was Mechadesh, Shir Mechitza and Suke is Tefach. So Diyum de Suke Tefach. Rabbanon also agree, Be'ezim, that you could make Diyum Dim in a Suke. Just the fi rabbanon the shir mechitza of sukkah is dalet. M sheva. B'meile we'll start. Lefi the first hesbel comes out that the chiddush of the sukkah is not that you say diyum dim in sukkah. What you say in Shabbos, you say in sukkah. Say lefi Rabbi Yankev, say lefi rabbanon. The chiddush of Rabbi Yankev was that the diyum of a tefach is enough. Loshen Rabbi Yankev is mitzuchzuch. Shehoyo Rabbi Yankev oimer, diyum de suke, tefach. Shehoyo Rabbi Yankev oimer, diyum de suke, tefach. This is the shiur of the diyum de. V'chachomim oimerim. No, you have to have seven. This is the way Rabbi Peretz learns the suge. He only speaks about the mechitza. The Ritva speaks about the sheva. And as I state in the Milchas Bikur. If he them it's glad, everything is glad. Avada, if he them, everyone holds in the yumdi. It's the second hesbar in the Rishayim. Where is the second Rishayim? Be'etzem. The Rishayim learn Teisves. Teisves said that the Shabbos also is a tefach. Which is grade, why you need ammo? Mechibetz Shabbos ichmiru, ichmiru. But on the Ichmiru, Misvore would be enough a Tefach. It's not a loch in Shabbos that is a Mechitza Tefach. If Teisva says that in Shabbos would be Roi to be a Mechitza Tefach, so state in Teisva is that the Tefach of our Sugye is no Shaychus to Sukkos. This is the Shir Diyumdim. Diyumdim are made from corners, tefach al tefach, tefach al tefach, tefach al tefach, tefach al tefach, they close the area. Sukkah Shabbos, the Chazal will machmir and Shabbos more. But be a sidei, diumdim could be built on tefach. A tefach, choshem a shir, tefach al tefach, tefach al tefach, tefach al tefach, it's called a shir. If this is what Rabbanon learned, and this is what we learn that a shiur diumdim is giboit an a tefach. So what Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yankev? Before we learn, Rabbi Yankev was mechadish, v'al shlish is tefach, this is the shiur of diumdim. And Rabbanon say, I need a bigger shiur for diumdim. But now that we're saying that a tefach is no shaychus to sukkah dike aloche. Diumdim bekol atirikula is a tefach. Diumdim bekol atirikula is a tefach. So why Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yankev? Why Rabbanon hold that it's not good? The answer is, Moshe Rashi also Amoyret. Rabbanon Acholek, Diyumdim don't help in Sukkah. Diyumdim help in Shabbos. Diyumdim did not help in Sukkah. Smash my Moshe Rashi. Rabbi Yankiv holds from Diyumdim, and Rabbanon did not hold from Diyumdim. So Diyumdim kolat irikula is tefach. Shabbos ichmiru. But Diyumdim is tefach. Rabbi Yankev holds what works for Shabbos works for Sukkah, and Rabbanon holds what works for Shabbos does not work for Sukkah. Why? Why? Why Rabbi Yankev holds what works for Shabbos works for Sukkah, and Rabbanon holds what works for Shabbos does not work for Sukkah? The answer is very poshut. The answer is Rabbi Yankev holds if it's good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah. Good Asik is good for Shabbos good for Sukkah. Sfasagag. Diyumdim, good for Shabbos, good for Sukkah. Rabbonon hold, Sukkah needs mechitzas anikorois. While you need mechitzas anikorois, good asik is not good. We learned the Sukkah before. Diyumdim is not good. So there's one machlekes. Rabbonon hold, Shabbos is different. Good asik is good also in Shabbos. Aber Sukkah needs mechitzas anikoros. Shabbos diyumdim are good. Sukkah needs mechitzas anikoros. Rabbi Yankiv holds, what is good for Shabbos, what is enough nikar for Shabbos, is enough good for Sukkah. You don't need more from that. Sfas Agag is good. Diyumdim are good. This is the second mahalach of the sugya be'etzah. Rashi and Tesis are learning the machlekes is if diyumdim and gudasik help in Sukkah or not. Like we mentioned yesterday in Shir, bezu ubezu machlekes. So the Rashash the choylek in two zachen. Rabbi Yaakov holds from diyumdim, and Rabbanon did not hold from diyumdim. Rabbi Yaakov holds from gudasik besvasagag, and Rabbanon did not hold, and it's one machlekes. Bezu ubezu machlekes. The Gemara says loydiach hakeich ed Rabbi Yaakov. If he holds diyumdim, he holds gudasik. If you don't hold diyumdim, you don't hold gudasik. But let me the boy this. Let me start it. Bemele, the machlekes is lefi Rabbi Yankiv, what is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. Basheinken lefi Rabbonon, Shabbos is under Gdorim. Sukkah is a din mechitzas anikoros. So Sfas Agag is not enough. So it's mamish klor in the Sukkah before. And Rashi and the Ran. What is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah lefi Rabbi Yankiv. Lefi Rabbonon, Shabbos is good. Sukkah you need a bigger hacker. You need mechitzas anikoros tfei? Why you need mechitzas anikoros tfei? Good asik is not good. Diyumdim are not good. These are be'etzem the two drachim of the sugya. Listen to me, I'm starting. I'm the ass of the sugya. If you make it close, the whole sugya will be close. We have two drachim in the sugya. Derech harishoinim, the Ra'o and Rabbeinu Peretz, that they're not mechalek tzivishin Shabbos and Sukkah. The vikuach of Rabbanon and Rabbi Yankiv is around if the tefach is enough for the diyumdim or you need seven. But the kula alma, what is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. There's no new parsha mechitzas anikoros in Sukkah. What is good, or it's enough mikoros. But it's good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. That the shaila is if diyumdim help or not. Rabbi Yankiv holds tefach is enough, and Rabbanon hold you have to have sheva lefidera. And the second hesber is. Shabbos the Kula Alma helps. Rabbi Yankiv holds Hu Adin Sukkah, and Rabbanon holds Sukkah is Choluk from Shabbos, and Rabbanon repeat themselves twice. They said it's Sai Legabe Gudasik and Tzvas Agag, that they said what is good for Shabbos is not good for Sukkah, and they repeat themselves Legabe Diyumdim, even that it's good for Shabbos is not good for Sukkah. I think this is Boru Meri. These are the two drachim of the Gemara. Be'emes, the second derech. There's Mashmoyos Losh in Rashi, Mashmoyos in the Teisvus, Mashmoyos in the Ran. Hadvorim Mefuroshim in the Ramban. There's a Medrash Pli in the Ramban, in the Raivet. We'll see him close together. And the Hadvorim Mefuroshim. The Rif didn't bring down all of this page. Okay, we don't pass it that it's good. We pass it that it's not good. Abba say that it's not good. That Amud is not good. Sfas Agag is not good. Say, Diyumdim are not good. Why the Rif, they never bring down this Gemara? Azei frek de balamoer, lomo hishmito harav. Paskin, say, halochi kechachomim, halochi kechachomim, halochi kechachomim. Why hishmito harav? Azei frek de balamoer. So, be'etzem, the Rif was already mashmit of Mudalef also, a lot of things. So the Balamor has a lot of different pieces, and every piece, why he shmita harav? He's calling Vexosis, he holds Salim ben Arabia, we don't buy it, and different sugyas. Lama he shmita harav? The Ravid says, he shmita harav? And Daf Zayin he says, Doifen Akuma he doesn't have to bring down because it's Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin. I think more, I'd have a minus, but the Maisa we learn Doifen Akuma from Daf Yud Zayin. Why he was mashmit Amud Beis? He was never mashmit Amud Beis. It says in Davov, Shtayim ki ilchoso, shlish is afilu tefach. When you say these words, you know that gudasik is not good. You say Shtayim ki ilchoso, you know that yumdim are not good. These are the words of the Rebbe. Look inside. Open the Rebbe a second. And Ois Gimel. Asoga Sarai Ved Ois Gimel. וכן איש מתעריב שבונו בעמוד, אקל כמו שמפורש בגמורה. או אם הרברום, הלוכה שאין הצריך לסם, דויפן הקומו שנויה בדב יזיים, שתיים כלחוסו שנויה, זה לא יקרה ביאנקף. זוג דרייבד, what do you want? He said, שתיים כלחוסו. Mamish doesn't explain. So the Ramban and the Milchames, the last piece, in Dibur HaMaschil V'chein, he tries to explain the Ravid. I want to read three lines. Sisra Teire. Royani Divrei Harav Reb Avrom. I'm asking with the Ravid, Shishmito Rabbeinu, Lefi Shekosav Tonu Rabbonon, Shtayim Kilchos Tashtafilu Tefach, V'keivon, Sheloi Chilek, Ben Asfas Agag, Ben Tzagag, Memele Shomanu, שלאוילום אינו קשירו עד שיהיו שתיים כהלכוס ושישת אפילו טפח וזהו לא שנה ברייסה עצמו רבי ינקב סד יוים דיסו כטפח אין חכום עם אנזונים שתיים כהלכוס ושישת אפילו טפח שונה לנו דרך קצורו תנוח נפשי בעולם שכולו אורך ריף זה שונה בדרך קצורו and the ריבד ינוח בעולם שכולו אורך the nice lashonis in the Ramban. So the Ramban says the Rib bederech Ktzoro told us everything. Shtayim ki ilchos shlishis afilu tefach. Shtayim ki ilchos shlishis afilu tefach. What? I want to know if as fast agag you say good asik. Shtayim ki ilchos shlishis afilu tefach. How? It doesn't say as fast agag gornish. It says shtayim ki ilchos. So I understand that Sfas Agag doesn't work. How I understand that? It says, Shtayim Kilchoso. Mashma, you need Shtayim Kilchoso. You need Shtayim Kilchoso, but the Shailiv, good asik works. I need Shtayim Kilchoso, but the Shailiv, do you want him help? Shonalu Arab Bederech Ktzoro. Zog the Raive, don't ask me. And the Rabbanon himself, when they answered Rabbi Yankev, they didn't tell him, no, Rabbi Yankev. They told him, Shtayim Kilchoso, Shisafilu Tefach. This was the way to answer. This was the way to answer. Shtayim kilchoso, v'shish zafilu tefach. Shonu lanu bederech ktzor. We are saying. What is the hesbo? The answer is, advorim brurim in the Ramban. The Ramban is saying the Torah that we said. Ramban is saying like this. Rabbi Yankev holds, you say good asik b'sfas agag. The rif was mashmitted. Rabbi Yankev holds, you say diumdim. The rif was mashmitted. You know why? He says, I said Rabbonon, shtayim kilchoso b'shis afilu tefach. What Rabbonon said in shtayim kilchoso? They said, sukkah is a din of shiurei mechitzas. It's not only a place that it's closed. It has dinim. And it has to have a mechitza on the keres, shtayim ki ilchoso b'shish zafilu tefach. They answered Rabbi Yankev. Rabbi Yankev, you said yumdim. You said yumdim, Rabbi Yankev. No. It's a din shtayim ki ilchoso. You need real walls. And this is the way we explain pshat in the machlekes. Zog the Ramban, so if the Rif says, shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish zafilu tefach, in these words, when you say, you don't say shtayim sheva. If Rabbanu would say, shtayim sheva v'echot tefach, shtayim ki ilchoso means real walls, not fake walls. Shtayim ki ilchoso shlish zafilu tefach. Doesn't say shtayim sheva. Shtayim ki ilchoso means real wall. Real wall, good asik is not a real wall. Rabbanon not mesupik. We are mesupik a little bit Rabbanon. Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish es afilu tefach. Zog de Ramban. And don't say how the Rif could rely that we will learn it out from these words. He says, but look what this is the way Rabbanon answered Rabbi Yankev. When Rabbi Yankev said that Yumdim are good, and Rabban wanted to tell him, we disagree what they said. V'chachomim oimrim, ad she'i eshtayim ki ilchoso, v'shlish es afilu tefach. This is the way Rabbanon answered Rabbi Yankev. Rabbanon answered Rabbi Yankov. I'm reading the Ramban again. Roya ni divrei Rav Reb Avrom sheishmito amud and sekundesim Sfas Agag sharitonu Rabbanon shtayim kilchoso v'keivon shelo ichilek ben Sfas Agag ben Emtz Agag v'mele shomanu shelo oilom eino ksheiro as you shtayim kilchoso real ones. וזהו לא שנברוי זה עצמו דקטוני שאויר רביין גבוהים מאוד ימסו כתפח וחכומים אומרים שתיים גלחוס טוב שזה אפילו תפח שונה לנו דרך קצורו תנוח נפשי בו אילום שכול היה אורך. So the Ramban says the Rif was שונה לנו בדרך קצורו. Again, how the Rif relied, the kash, it's not our, the pshat is someone asked me, the Gemara says Tanu Koyche de Rabbi Yankov, say Koyche de Rabbonon. Rabbonon, all you need a real war. You don't have to say Koyche de Rabbonon. Shtayim ki ilchoso shlishes afilu tefach. These are the walls. Full walls. Rabbi Yankov is a mechadish. What is the mechadish of Rabbi Yankov? Rabbi Yankov says it's good. Rabbonon hold, it's good in Shabbos. What's the shaykh is the suke? Suke is a din ki ilchoso. So Avada, the Ramban is Be'etzem, the one that is saying, what we said yesterday from the Rashash, but on the Rashash, that the Shaila von Gudasik and the Shaila von Yumdim is one Shaila, as it's derived. The Rif is mashmit both, because he says, Shtayim ki ilchos v'shiz afilu tefach, Rabbanon did not hold, not from Gudasik and not from Yumdim, because they hold, you have to have real walls. I'll say it with the Rechidut. The Gemara said, Bezu u'bezu machleikis. So Rabbi Yankov says also Gudasik and also Diumdim. We don't know how it goes in, but as they say the Gemara, Bezu ubezu machlekes. Unavdem Rabbanon say ad sheyeshtaim ki ilchoso v'shizafilu tefach. So Rabbanon acholik with these words and both. Rabbi Yankov machlekes bezu v'bezu. Machlekes bezu v'bezu. Dehainu say Gudasik say Diumdim, and on that Rabbanon answer. This is the Teir of the Ramban. And again, this is the leichter part of the sugya. It's the leichter part of the sugya. Again, I want to be mindful of the leichter part before we go to the nice part. To the yofe. Again, we have two drochim in the Rishonim. The derech of the Ra'o and Teis Rabbeinu Peretz. We're not trying in the sugya to mechalek Shabbos and sugya, and it's not the argument from Rabbi Yankov and Rabbanon. Shabbos Yom Dim help, Sukkot Yom Dim help. The Machleik is Rabbi Yankov and Rabbanon. Is it a Tefach or seven? Rabbi Yankov looks on the Tefach and Rabbanon look on the seven. And this is the Loshon of Chachomim. Shtayim ki ilchoso. You have a mistake. The Shiur is seven. The Shiur is not one. So Rabbanon are answering him and the Tefach. They're busy to answer the Tefach. This is the way the Rishonim learn. This is the Loshon of Rabbanon. Rabbi Yankov says Yom Dim Tuf Sukkot Tefach. No. It's seven. Shtayim ki ilchoso. You're wrong on the one. So the Loshon of Rabbanon is going to argue on the one. Tesis and the Ran and the Ramban Beroishom are learning name. Shabbos, Yumdim help. Gudasik and Svasagag helps. Aber Rabbanon tell Rabbi Yankov, aber Sukkah is different. Shtayim ki ilchoso. Sukkah has aloches. Val Sukkah has aloches. Shtayim ki ilchoso. Sukkah has aloches shtayim ki ilchoso. Is a tzura how to buy the sukkah. V'meile gudasik is not good. V'meile diyum dima not good. Shabbos avada it's good. This is the tzurs of the shmaise. The Ramban says it. This is what Reb Avrom meant b'ktzoro. The Ramban was ma'arich on it. And this is what the Ramban in Lechomis is coming to say. You could argue, you could try to work on it more. But does it close the Ramban's pshat? Ask him it. But this is the Pshat of Ramban. Now I want to ask the Kash. Comes out that the Ramban learns in Shabbos Gudasik works? Yes. And Yom Dim work in Shabbos? Yes. Why it doesn't work in Sukkah? Sukkah needs Nikoris. Right? I don't understand. The first 3 days of the Sukkah we learned that Rava holds that Amud, Abai wanted to say Gudasik. Rava told him, you be in and mechitzes and Nikoris veleke. We had two pshotim. Reb Avrom Minahar and the Ramban, what Reb Chaim brought down, that Rava said, when it's not Nikir, you can't make Gudasik. Then the Gemara says, "Bais is nikah," so you could make good asik. And Rashi and the Ran learn pshat. No, Avad you could say good asik. In Amud you say good asik in Shabbos, but it's a din and sukkah that you need nikoris. This is the way we remind me the whole sukkah. Rabbi Avraham Minahar learns, and the Meiri and the Ramban, that the Gemara says b'mchitza nikoris. It's a din and good asik. When it's not nikah, you can't say good asik, and if it's nikah, you could say good asik. And Rashi and the Ran learn, Avada you could say good asik when it's not nikah. Rashi says three times in Shas on every Amud you say good asik. But the vote is in a sukkah, it's a din mechitzas and nikoris. Right? This was the Teire, the first 3 days Teire. So the Ramban, but Reb Chaim and Sefer was mechiyach, I'm not going falotach of the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was mechiyach in the Ramban, that the vote is that in Amud when it's not nikah, you can't say good asik. This is the reason the Ramban says, Avir Amud is not Shabbos, only Asfasa Amud, because you can't say good asik. That's the Shittas Ramban, that the Chison of Nikoris was not a Sukkah Dika Aloche, it was a Shabbos Dika Aloche. Rashi and the Ran learn, it's a Sukkah Dika Aloche. And we'll explain. Lefi the Ramban and the Rebbe Avraham Minahar, you cannot make Gudasik in Amud because it's a din, you only could pull out walls when it's Nikel. And this is the Gemara says, Sfas Agag, it's Nikel, so maybe you could pull. Why Rabban hold not? It needs to start to stick up. That's given the sugi lefi Rabbi Avraham Minahar. And Rashi learns, no, Alamal you could say good asik. Was given a chesoron and sugi that it's not nikoris. This is the way the first 3 days we learned the sugi, and then everyone has klo. Even before you got lost in the cheshbonos. That was the leichter part. So now I'm asking your shayla. So the Ramban learns that in Amud you can make good asik. Why? Because there's nowhere to make good asik. Rashi learns, Avada you can make good asik, it's a chesaron and sukkah. Now, in this sukkah here, Pitom the Ramban is learning that why the Rif was mashmit good asik, because while Rabbanon hold Mikoro is, b'meile, you know that good asik is not good. Avada it's good in Shabbos, but in sukkah is a din shtayim ki ilchoso, and it's not nikah, b'meile it doesn't work in a sukkah. This stims in Rashi and the Ran. This doesn't stim in the Ramban. This is the kasha. Before the answer, this is the kasha. I want for us to be mimed. We had Be'etzem two parts of the sugya. The first part of the sugya, when we're learning 3 days, that Omud, Rabbi says you can't say Gudasi because it's not Nikoris. We miyaset. Rabbi Avraham Minahar and Rabbi Chaim and the Rambam and the learning pshat that it's a din and Gudasik when it's not Nikar, you can't pull out a wall. Amud b'shus ayochid b'shus aramim is not, you can't say Gudasik. And Rashi and Zavadi, you could say good asik. It's a din in the sukkah. Now we came to the last part of the sugya. So some Rishonim learn there's no chiluk Shabbos in sukkah. So machleg is in diumdim. Rashi, Tesis, we learn in pshat. No, the Gemara means val is a din in sukkah that ibnim nikorois. But mele diumdim are not good and good asik is not good. And this is the Ramban. Doesn't stim. Lechura doesn't stim. Man, it doesn't stim. Lechura doesn't stim. This is the koishi. This is the koishi of the sugya. The answer is, this is emes lamita. Listen, this makes the whole sugya yafi. The answer is as the Ramban started the sugya like we said. We'll start with the Ramban. Amud, Savar Abaye Lemeimar Gudasik. Zoktem Rove, you have a mistake. Abaye, you have a mistake. You can't say Gudasik out of nowhere. Has to be a wall. Amud doesn't work. Everyone agrees to that. Klert Zoktem Gmore, Tonu Rabbonon, Asfasagag. You could say Gudasik or you can't say Gudasik. Dear, the walls on the bottom are good. So Rabbi Yankov says you could say Gudasik. Rabbonon hold, you cannot say Gudasik. Lefi the Ramban, who makes sense? Rabbi Yankov or Rabbanon? Again, the Ramban learns Be'amud you can't say good asik, not because of Dini Koros and the Sukkah. The reason you can't say good asik in Amud is why? Because there's nowhere to say good asik. So Sava Rabbi Lemeimar good asik, Zoktem Rove, you have a mistake. We don't say good asik out of nowhere. Say it. Tonu Rabbanon, Asfas Agag. Rabbi Yankov says good asik and Rabbanon don't say good asik. Who is good Lefi the Ramban? Rabbi Yankov or Rabbanon? What? Who is good Lefi the Ramban? Rabbi Yankov or Rabbanon? Who? Rabbi Yankov. Because while in the bottom it's good mechitzas, avada you could say good asik. Rabbanon don't make sense. So what Rabbi Avraham in Ahara answered on Rabbanon? What Rabbi Avraham in Ahara answered on Rabbanon? That you have to have Epis to start. Epis to start. Shvachat Eretz, yeah? See? The Ramban learned that here is the switch of the sugya. The Gemara started Amud. You say good asik or you don't say good asik. Abai said you say good asik. Omar leirove beinen mechitzas anikores. You can't say good asik out of nowhere. You can't say good asik out of nowhere. Rove was accepted. Sfas agag. You have mechitzas in the house. You could say good asik for sure. Rabbi Yanki was right. Why Rabbonon hold you cannot say good asik? Why Rabbonon hold you cannot say good asik? The Teretz is Rabbonon mechadesh that is a nuchisorum and sukkah you need mechitzas anikores. The tzad that al tzfas agag not to say good asik is because in sukkah you need mechitzas anikores. Again, Again, Be'amud, Abaye wanted to say good asik out of nowhere. Zoktem Rove, for good asik you need walls. If they're not walls, you can't say good asik. Accepted. Sfas Agag, Zoktem Rabbi Avraham in Ahara, Avadi, I have walls. Rabbi Yankiv is right. Why Rabbonon hold it's not good? So Rabbi Avraham in Ahara had to say Terutzi. Zoktem Ramban, I'll tell you why Rabbonon hold it's not good. They need in Sukkah Mechitzas Anikores. They needed the sukkah, mechitzas and mikores. And if you don't have mechitzas and mikores in the sukkah, b'meile, it's not good. The sukkah needs mechitzas and mikores. Midine ha-sukkah, you need to be mechitzas and mikores. So val midine sukkah, you need to be mechitzas and mikores. Val midine sukkah, you need to be mechitzas and mikores. B'meile, Rabban and Hodel, it's not good. Rabbi Yaakov holds, I don't need that extra din in sukkah. I think it's very clear. Again, this is the nekuda of the chiddush of the sugya. Starting the sugya, Amud, Rabbi Yankev hold, Rabbanon Abaye hold good asik, Rokrove, you cannot make good asik. Accept it. Sfas agag, frek Rabbi Avraham in Ahara, here it's a good wall. So he says, Pshetlach. Nein! It's a good wall and you could say good asik at the previous sugya. It's a numach legis Rabbi Yankev and Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold, ki ilchosom, sukya needs a dire. What Rashi and the Ran said in Sugya A, the Ramban is mechadesh now in the Gemara. And Rabbi Yankiv holds, do you need him help? Rabbanon hold, it doesn't help. Rabbanon will mechadesh, you need mechitzas and mikores. This was nischadesh in this chelik of the Sugya. This was nischadesh in this chelik of the Sugya. It's nischadesh in this chelik of the Sugya, this chelik. That you need sukkadike mechitzes. And while you need sukkadike mechitzes, b'meile it's not good alibad rabbanon. B'meile it's not good alibad rabbanon. What? What? Lefi rabbanon you need sukkadike mechitzes. If it's not nikoris, it's not sukkadike mechitzes. So here is the ma'apeche lefi the Ramban. It's not stam a ma'apeche. If we go back to the sugya, and if we always chesh, we don't chazor in the sugya, the same in the shens, the sugyas, and sukya. The Rebbe Avraham in Ahara that learned that in Amud you can't make good asik because you can't make good asik out of nowhere. Sfas agag, he asked the kasha, you can make good asik because you have walls. He said, terutzim. The Ramban doesn't like this kind of terutzim. Zog the Ramban, you're right, you could say good asik. Oh, but Rabbanon have a new problem. What is the new problem of Rabbanon? What is the new problem of Alibad Rabbanon? The new problem of Alibad Rabbanon is you need a suk and nikoris. You need a suk and nikoris. And while you need nikoris, so even that you could say good asik, but it's not nikoris. Rabbi Yankiv holds, I don't need a suk and nikoris. So Rabbi Yankiv holds, Diyum Dima good. Rabbi Yankiv holds, good asik is good. And Rabbanon holds that it's not good. Now, what is the hechrich? This is for sure the pshat in the Ramban. Now, I'll bring you the Rai. The Rai, this is for sure emes. How we pass in la aloche? Al sfas agag, we say good asik or not? Don't rush the answer. How we paskin? What do you know? What we learned about 4 days? Sfasagag, you say good asik or not? What? The Gemara says, take it. What we paskin? Aloche. Ashtigal aloche. What? The Rambam paskins that it's good, and the Rif is mashmidah, the Rif paskins that it's not good. As I come out, Shchanoch means not like Kedushitas. The Rambam, we said yesterday, paskins that it's good. And the Rif, the Ramban, the Rif paskins that it's not good. So we can start from the Rambam, we can start from the Ramban. We'll start from the Ramban. So the Ramban says that it's not good, la aloche. Maskim? Yitzi maskim la aloche is not good? As I said in the Ramban. The Rif is mashmid, so la aloche is not good. Binyam, yo? La aloche is not good. The Rambam paskins, la aloche is good. I want to ask you a shayla. La aloche is not good? What? As I said in the Ramban, that the Rif decided to erase it, because la aloche is not good. Is a Gemara in Eiruvin, Daf Peites, Reb Chaim brought it down. And if you have two houses, you have to make two Eruvim, because we say good asik. Atzfas Agag. What Reb Chaim said is often a Gemara, that Atzfas Agag, you say good asik. Reb Chaim said that this was the mocker of the Rambam to Paskin that Atzfas Agag is good. He raised our Gemara, Tekus, he raised our Gemara, and he found the Gemara in Eruvim that Atzfas Agag, you say good asik. This was the Gemara that Reb Chaim bought. Again, when I'm going to Cheshbonos of Reb Chaim. But as a Gemara and a Peites and Eruvim, two roofs near each other, we can't carry from one to each other because we say good asik. I'm asking you a shayla. And we pass in an Eruvim that it's good. How we pass in here that it's not good? Well, many, I want you to say an answer. How we could pass in that an Eruvim we say good asik and here is not good? What? The Teretz is, and Shabbos it's good, Sukkot is, Mechitzas HaNikoros. And Shabbos it's good. In Amud we don't say good Asik. Amud is no Nikoris. Over in Abayis that is Nikoris in the bottom. And Shabbos it's good. And Sukkot is not good. The Ramban says, Shabbos is good. The Yomdim Shabbos is good. Sfasagag and Shabbos is good. Here it's not good. The Rambam didn't have the switch of the Ramban. The Rambam learned the sugi, although you say good asik or you don't say good asik. The maskone and amud you don't say, and svasagag you say, so you say in sugi also. But the Ramban says, I'm paskening the Rif, that svasagag is not good. The Teretz is, choluk Shabbos from Sukkot. So it comes out, advorim mechuvonim legamre. Advorim mechuvonim legamre. We just have to ois cheshbon again. But be'etzem, the sugya is one sugya. Just when we started the sugya for the first 3 days, we had two me'alchim in the beginning of the sugya. And then we had two me'alchim in the end of the sugya. We had two me'alchim. If Rashi and the Ran learn that the Gemara learned good asik, doesn't have to have nikoros, the whole sugya is a sukkadika sugya. I need nikoros on the top. Rabbi says, I don't have. So then we had a shalas. So what is the shalas on Sfasagag? Rabbanon makes sense of why Rabbi Yaakov holds that it helps. It's not nikir on the top. We said tfei babayis, the frame, all different tirutzi, why it's nikoris. Then we had the hex nikimore, Rabbanon takir hold that it's not nikoris. Rabbi Yaakov holds that it's good. So Rabbi Yaakov doesn't hold from diumdim, holds from svasagag. Rabbanon don't hold from it. This is one way we learn the sugya. Le'umas them, the second way we learn the sugya is Rabbi Avromina. We never spoke about Nikoros and Sukkah. We said that it's a din in Gudasik, that you can't say Nikoros, you can't say Gudasik. Aloche Kerove, Zod Gemore Sfas Agag, dear, it's good. So what was the Hava mean in that not? So Bavon Menar, why Rabbon Hodo has to start to pick out? Chidushim. Say it. Has to start to pick out. Chidushim. Say it. These were the two Esbeirim that we had in the Sukkah the whole time. The Ramban, as Be'etzem, the one that Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim took the Ramban and boy the ganze Rambam that he holds like Reb Avraham in Ahar, that is no din in the Sukkah, it's a din in the Gudasi. Just Reb Chaim finished with the Ramban, so Bemele La'alochef, and it helps in Eruvin, and helps in Sukkah. This was the whole Reb Chaim, to explain why the Rambam passing that it's good. We have the Ramban that says La'alochef, it's not good. The Teretz here, here is the switch. The Ramban's pshat is the nicest pshat in the Sukkah. It's the best from both. He starts the sugya kipshutoi that when it's no nikoris, you cannot make good asik. As far as amud, you cannot make good asik. Because Only when you have a doifen you can make gudasik. Sabar abaye lemeimar gudasik mechitzte. Omer lerove bin mechitzas anikoles for gudasik. B'meile la'aloch is zog the Ramban be'amud b'Shabbos. There is no walls in the bottom. Is no gudasik, and you only chayev al sfas amud, not ba'avir amud, because you don't have mechitzas. This is the Ramban that Reb Chaim was miyaset. Then we have the second shlav of the Gibore, that al sfas agag. Rabbanon say you can't say gudasik. Rabbi Yankov says you could. Rabbi Yankov makes sense. Oh, but Rabbanon, frek them avram in har, if you are me'alach, why if you Rabbanon you can't say gudasik? It's good walls. Avram in har goes around it. Zog the Ramban, you're right. You could say gudasik. It's a new sugya. Shabbos dike mechitzes. He doesn't call them Nicholas. He calls them Kirchoso. No, don't call it Nicholas. Call it you need flesh. You need real. You need something. He doesn't say the words Nicholas. You need real wolves. It's a aloche how the wolves have to be. You have to have a shiur aloche. So the Biskroven of Zion will say that it's a shiur, even Tzuras HaPesach could be without help. It's dinim how it has to be. It's aloche in Sukkah. Like we said, if you remember, the Reb Chaim said that Isura Anoya kosher for mechitzas of Shabbos, not kosher for the mechitzas of Sukkah. Because in Shabbos I need to be black. There's no din mechitza. I'm in a house. It's a shusayochim. Sukkah is dinim. It's a dinim in the schach and it's a dinim in tfales. Basukas. It's droshes. You have to have a lulav. You can't have a gudasik dike lulav. You have to have tfales. It's a din. Shtayim ki ilchoso. This was nischadish. B'meile, Reb Yankov holds that Yumdim help, and Reb Yankov holds that Gudasik helps. But if we pass the Shtayim Ki Ilchosom, B'meile, we hold Gudasik and Yumdim will not help. Here is the Rabban of Abba Cholik. And the Ramban holds that it has to be La'alochit. I'm trying to explain. Reb Chaim Be'etzem said that the hechrach is we have a sugi and eruvin that tzfas agag is good. We have a sugi, so the Rambam mikoyach dan has to pass in that tzfas agag is good. This is a terrible Reb Chaim. En malasa, tzfas agag is good. Rashi learns Shabbos is different, Sukkah is different. Amud also you say good as. But if we learn like the Rambam, that is a din in Shabbos, also that you have to have Nikoros, so if Svasagag is good, we have to pass in Svasagag. So again, we pass in Aloch Svasagag is Rosh Hashayochid. So why here in Sukkot will not be good? Lefi Rashi, Mayinian Shabbos is Sukkot. Lefi the Rambam, Eilechanami, Zok Reb Chaim, if it's good in Erubin, it's good in Sukkot. We have to do it Chara Gemore. The Ramban says, I learn like the Rambam, that the sugi is an amud, you can't say gudasik in Shabbos because it's a din in gudasik. But I pass that in sugi it's not good svasagag, the rif, and I pass in aloha in Shabbos that svasagag is good. The answer is, it's three madreges of the Ramban. Amud is garnished. You can't pull out a gudasik. Svasagag, you could pull out a gudasik. So why Rabbonon hold that it's not good? And this kasha, we are zeicher, Rav Avraham Minahar gives us this kasha. So why are we passing that Rabbanon hold that it's not good? Why is it not good, Svasagag? Reb Chaim said, Mekayach this kasha, so it's good. Rambam passing that it's good. We don't pass in our sugya. Because Zog Rav Avraham Minahar, I'll tell you, Rabbanon had a tzad, has to start to pick out. Okay, we also don't pass in it. Zog the Ramban, here is Nishadish. In this shlav of the Gemara, I'm switching to Rashi and the Rav. And this shlav of the Gemara, I'm learning that is nischadish in Sukkah that you have to have a mechitza nikeres. Is nischadish in Sukkah you have to have a mechitza nikeres? Oh, in his lashon, a mechitza ki hilchase. And that why Rabbanon passels. And zog the Ramban, so would they passel because you need to have a mechitza in Sukkah? It's not a love the gedorim from kol haterekulo, so the yumdim don't help. So gudasik don't help. This is the Ramban. So be'etzem, when we misakim the sugya and we go back to yesterday's shir, again we have to know that all of yesterday's shir is only lefi the Ramban. That we said that if Rabbi Yankov holds Diumdim, kol shekin he holds gudasik. The idea chakeched Rabbi Yankov, if he holds from Diumdim, he holds from gudasik. And Rabbanu don't hold from Diumdim, they don't hold from gudasik. All the cheshmeres that we explained yesterday, that it's totally obeho, we're going into the besmedrash of the Ramban and Ran and Rashi. that Rabbi Yankev doesn't know you have to have the Nikoras, he doesn't know you have to have. So if Diyumdim helps, for sure Good Asik helps. Abel, if Rabbanon, that Diyumdim don't help, Good Asik doesn't help. Maybe Good Asik is a little bit better. Abel, this is the whole sugi of the Tbitoyle, the way the Rashash learned, that Loidiach HaKeichet Rabbi Yankev, that if he holds from Diyumdim, for sure he holds from Good Asik, about it, this shtims al derech the Ramban, al derech the Ran. But if the other Rishonim will have to learn differently, Gemara, that it's not too machleikisim. The way Rabbi Kiveger understood in his kasha. Again, we have to know even that advorim mamish brurim. We have to know Rabbi Kiveger gefragt. The Raul didn't learn like that. The Raul learned that it's a step in machleikis. Sure, it's a step in machleikis. And Yumdim, then Rabbi Yankiv holds him a tefach. And Rabbanon hold you have to have seven. And Lefid Ivrahim Take, it's a seven machlekes b'diyumdim. It's a seven machlekes b'diyumdim. Now, the Ran, when he finished the Sugya, so he said, so if the reef is mashmitit, so it comes out that La Aloche is no good asik anymore. It's no good asik. Comes out La Aloche is no good asik. Because it's not Nikoris. So this was the Ran that we mentioned in the beginning. So the Ran says, comes out La Aloche that Good Asik is never said in the Sukkah. Good Asik is never said in the Sukkah. We explain. Mechitzas Asora, the Ran doesn't learn you have to come. Mechitzas Megez Lischach. Asfas Agag, the Rif passing that it doesn't help. Frey the Ran, so where was said Good Asik? Zog the Ran, Good Asik was only said in Shabbos. It's again, it's the same Ran. And Shabbos it could be said. The Ramban was not. If it was not said, if it's not said in Sukkah, it's not said in Shabbos. Then Ramban the end. We're saying Rabbi Avraham in Ahar. Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, you can't answer to be said in Shabbos. If it's not said, it's not said. No, the Teretz says this is what the Ran says. The Ran says I hold the maskon in Sukkah is no good asik because the feeder reef of Tzfas Agag is not good. Shabbos, avad in Shabbos, you can say good asik at Tzfas Agag because Shabbos is no dinikores. Shabbos is no dinikores. And here's the avoid of all the mechashbonos to try to find if it's a chetimtzes to say good asik in a sukkah. And Deif Nakuma, Ran says he didn't find good asik in sukkah. Lefi the Rif, Amud na, Svasagag na, says never good asik. So mechitzas asora we dealt with. The Ran doesn't know mechitzas megiz l'schach. The shaila is if it's never in sukkah that you have to come to good asik. If it's never in sukkah that you have to come to good asik. Ran says in Sukkah you will never have to come to Good Asik. Good Asik was said in Shabbos. Here's different achronim that try to find the chetimtzes that could be will be. The Gemara says the Hilchas are good with the Good Asik. Ran says the Hilchas was not said in Sukkah, was said in Shabbos. Moshe, if you have a mechitza and the schach is a little bit far away, if you say Treyilchas aleyam rinan, I'm not asking. But if you say Treyilchas, you have to say Good Asik and love. So how the Ran says that we never have to say Good Asik? If the Ran holds Treil Chesalei Amrinen, it's not a kasha. But if Treil Chesalei Amrinen, and you have a sukkah like this, the only way to say Lovud is if you pull up the wall. Frank Shmuel, if we say that Treil Chesalei Amrinen, so why the Ran says he never needs to come to Good Asik in a sukkah? I have a sukkah that you need to come to Good Asik. The schach is not opposite the walls exactly. The only way to do Lovud is to lift it up and to make love. So you have to come to Good Asik. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll be learning the whole Daf Hei. So I heard once from Talmid Chochem, he said, you learn the Sugya of Dalet very stark. And then you learn the Sugya of Zayin very stark. So it's like Diyumdim. So if you learn that Hei, but tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish the whole Daf Hei, Be'ez Hashem.
Says that
yesterday I just didn't feel good.
With Jimmy and Muhammad, it works.